Thank you. Oh, that was so much fun. The Wholesale Klezmer Band, Tanzgernish, Dance Melody. So the CD is called Sing for Peace, Dance for Joy. We heard from the Palestinian String Quartet. This is circa 1946. The song is Hasidic Dance, and it's from a CD called L'Chaim, Music of the Jewish People. Now, clearly in 1946, that was pre-State of Israel, and so the Palestinian name was still attached to that part of the Mideast. And of course, then it was usurped by others. But we listened to Daniel Gill before that from his Soul Calling, and Hodu Lashem was the song. And before that, Neshama Karlbach from Asrei Leman, from Ani Shalach. Okay. So, if you can't afford enough food, let's chat. There's a phone number here that I'm going to give you in a minute. And they have hotline hours from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Monday through Friday, or Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is Project Bread. Their phone number is 1-800-645-8333. Again, that's 1-800-645-8333. Project Bread can connect you to programs that will help you afford groceries and put food on the table. Always free and confidential for all Massachusetts residents, our counselors are ready to assist callers in 180 languages. There's the SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. That's a federal nutrition program that provides monthly financial assistance for groceries. Could you be eligible? Find out today and get help applying. There's free summer meals for kids and teens. Summer Eats provides free meals to all kids and teens age 18 and under at hundreds of locations across Massachusetts during the summer months. No registration or ID is required. Call to find meals near you. There are food pantries. If you need food right now, we can direct you to emergency food programs near you, including food pantries and meal programs. Referrals to additional resources. We can help you find additional support, including referrals to WIC, a federal nutrition program for women, infants, and children, housing and utility assistance. That's wonderful information from Project Bread. Also, you can earn more SNAP dollars if you're on that SNAP program. With the Healthy Incentives Program, HIP, spend your SNAP dollars on farm fresh fruits and vegetables at participating Healthy Incentive Program, HIP, retailers, and have the amount of your purchase instantly added back to your EBT card. It's a great program. You can find them at Farmers Market, at Farm Stands, Mobile Markets, and CSA Farm Shares. And look what you can earn each month based on household size. 1 to 2 people, $40 a month. For 3 to 5 people, $60 a month. And for 6-plus people, $80 a month. Those are wonderful, wonderful programs to help with food needs. Okay? So if you're already enrolled in SNAP, you can add that. Equal amount of money up to your monthly limit is instantly added back to your EBT card. That's great. And then you get a receipt that shows you the amount of additional SNAP dollars you've earned, and you can spend your earned benefits anywhere that accepts SNAP. Great programs. All right, so let's see.
Yeah, lost myself again. I don't know who's in the mirror. Yeah, lost myself again. I don't know who's in the mirror. Yeah, got to find myself. I got to go down, down, the river. Yes, I found myself. Oh yeah, down, down, down by the river. Yeah, yes, I found myself, but still can't look myself in the mirror. People, it's that season again. It's voting season. I got them politician blues. And this time, I got them real bad. Oh, Mr. Politician, why do you keep lying to me? Yeah, Mr. Politician, why do you keep lying to me? Well, you just wanna take my money, so why don't you just gonna let me be? Oh, you know, only foolish people will put their faith in you. You don't know how to fix this world, so why to keep on saying you do, Mr. Politician? Only fools would believe in you. You don't know how to fix this world, no, you don't even know how to tie your shoes. Mr. Politician, why don't you just go to hell and die? Well, they got plenty of people down there who are ready to listen to all your little schemes and all your lies. I got the politician blues.
Thank you. got a letter early this morning. Listen to the way my letter read. He said, come on, humble boy. They tell me your baby was dead. He said, I ain't gonna write. No, I believe I go myself.
Thank you.
All right. That is John Lee Holman and the Waifs Band coming home to you on Putumayo Presents Blues Cafe. And we were listening to Bob Dylan before that from his Shadows in the Night CD, That Lucky Old Sun. It's a Smith Gillespie composition. Before that, Laser Lloyd off of his Lost on the Highway CD on Blues Leaf Records. We listened first to Mirror, and then following that, Politician. I couldn't resist. I'm debating whether I should say anything at all about the craziness that's going on in our country, but most of you are well aware, so maybe I'll just leave it at that. So, that's crazy. That's not what I wanted. I had set something. There we go. From the Israel 21st Century, Keeping Construction Workers Safe, novel. Okay, so let's see what, this is an article by Nama Barak. Let's see what, we have had quite a few of these accidents in our area. So, Jerusalem Company wants to end to the global, end of the global tragedy of work accidents by harnessing the power of AI for better decision making. Well, that's a good use of that technology. So, a few years ago, serial entrepreneur Yitzhak Paz served on a committee at Israel's National Insurance Institute, where he discovered that dozens of workers are killed in accidents at Israeli construction sites each year. The idea that someone goes to work and just dies there is shocking to me, he tells Israel 21st Century. A person has the right to work, make a decent living, and also return home to their family at the end of each day. I decided that I can't live with it and decided to create a technological initiative that will respond to this issue. He did that in the form of a startup called Safeguard, which supports informed, real-time decisions regarding worker safety. When we studied the construction industry, we saw that the source of the problem is bad decision-making, he said. The decision-maker doesn't always know what they're basing their decision on, and that leads to human error that can lead to an accident. Safeguard's platform also links accident prevention to increased profits, Paz explains, because customers will only buy the product if it aids their bottom line. Paz began research and development back in 2014, and the company launched its product in 2016. Safeguard employs some 50 workers in Jerusalem and recently raised $8 million in Series A funding. Each day, 7,500 people die from work accidents around the world. It's a huge problem, Paz says. So Safeguard works with big-name construction companies in Israel and in the United States, South America, and Europe. Safeguard recently launched OTOS, a U.S. subsidiary focusing on the East Coast. Our system has three levels. First is accessible to the management teams and heads of the contracting teams, our end users. It's an app system that covers the whole safety process at the site, monitoring worker competence, employee attendance, and location, as well as devices such as cranes. When users enter the system, it gives them a real-time safety update on the site. For example, the day's planned briefings were not held. There are five devices that haven't yet been checked, where people entered the site without clearance. This is fabulous. It also shows the performance of the subcontractor, safety hazards, and recommendations as to what should be your next move in order to lower danger levels and prevent a potential accident from occurring. This is absolutely brilliant. Well, there's more here, but the site, Israel 21st Century, I mean, they just are wonderful, all the innovations coming out of Israel. And we need that here in Boston. Very, very nice. Okay, so, well, let's see what we've got next. Thank you. That was amazing. This is a new CD for the show, and it's called Bocante History. The song is called Bliss. And let's see. This is wonderful. Okay. History, nine tracks that tell with lyrics sung mainly in Tyroleans and Guadalupean Creole of outsiders and seers, memories and joy of black history, global unity, and the futility of war, of taking time to rest, feel, love, of the redeemable, redemptive power of music as a conduit, a change maker, a muse. Used positively in moments of vulnerability, music can make us more receptive to messages, says Michael League, the multi-instrumentalist, composer, and Snarky Puppy bandleader who formed Bocante, which means exchange, in 2016. Well, there's lots more on this, but we'll hear about that down the road. Want to try and play a couple of other things before Chris gets here. We've got something called the Jennet Suite. Buscelli Wallerup Jazz Orchestra. Let's see if I can get this out. It's a double CD, and it's not coming out. Come on out. There we go. It's got a nice booklet, too. It's very beautifully put together. Oh, it's a whole beautiful book. All right, disc one. Let's see what we're going to hear from this. Okay, so got Dipper Mouth Blues. Let's listen to that. Oops. Let's see if we can get it to go in there. It is loading. Okay, good. And here we go. Thank you. All right, this is the Janet Suite, and we were listening to Movement, where is it here? Afterlife Movement 2. No, that's coming next. The Dipper Mouth Blues, Vasily Walrab Jazz Orchestra. Quite the sound. Very punchy horns, huh? So, says to most people, the small town of Richmond, Indiana, won't ring a bell. But those attuned to the seismic events that occurred there a century ago will constantly conjure up such early jazz icons as Louis Armstrong, Bix Beiderbecke, and Jelly Roll Morton, surrounded by primitive recording technology in a converted piano factory, the setting for some of the most famous pioneering jazz records made at the Janet Studios for one of the earliest successful record labels. Using such classic compositions, Dipper Mouth Blues, Wolverine Blues, and Stardust, first recording of which took place in Richmond, Walrab reimagines these legendary themes and personages for a new century. So, we'll hear more about that as I play it. All right, so we're going to go out with something from Brian McCarthy Nonet, Afterlife Movement number 2. And here we go.